我们这时候就请郭牧师来上台来为我们传讲今早的信息。那他所要传讲的题目是必须分享基督。
Good morning, and I greet you all in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
大家早上好，我奉救主耶稣基督的圣名向大家来问安。
Last month, we touched on the earlier verses of Acts chapter 27.
上一个月我们就看过了27章前面的那一段经文。
The topic was, we must share Christ.
我们今早的题目是我们必须分享基督。
This morning, we continue with the life of the Apostle Paul.
今早晨我们要继续来探讨使徒保罗他的生平。
We need courage to share Christ.
我们需要有勇气来分享基督。
We all know what that means.
我们都知道这是什么意思。
Because we are all a fearful people.
因为我们都是就是胆小惧怕的人。
Before there was sin, man did not have to fear.
在还没有罪的进入之前，人是不需惧怕的。
The moment man fell into sin, do you realize that that was what Adam and Eve did? They hid from God.
那一旦人落入罪中，你有没有觉察到说，亚当夏娃他们所做的，他们就是躲藏躲避神。
That is why today we are all afraid of many things.
那因此今天我们都惧怕许多的事情。
And so we are afraid of cockroaches. Are you afraid of cockroaches?
因此我们害怕蟑螂。你怕蟑螂吗？
They are so tiny.
他们是那么的渺小。
We are so much bigger.
我们是比他们大了许多。
And yet we are afraid of a tiny cockroach.
然而我们仍然还是惧怕那微小的蟑螂。
Many of us are also afraid of the lizard.
我们当中许多人也惧怕壁虎。
And so we are afraid of so many things that can hurt us.
我们是害怕这许许多的东西，怕他们伤害我们。
We are also afraid of things that cannot hurt us.
我们也害怕那些不能伤害我们的事。
Are you afraid to tell others about Jesus?
你在会不会惧怕说要来与人来传讲耶稣呢？
Are you afraid to testify and live for God?
你是否就是害怕说需要来见证，来为主，来为神而活吗？
Some of us are afraid of giving out a tract.
我们当中有一些人也害怕说向人递单张。
Some of us are even afraid to say grace and give thanks for our meals in front of our unsaved loved ones.
我们当中也有一些人就是不敢在我们还没有信主的家人面前来就是在餐前来谢恩祷告。
In this incident in the Apostle Paul's life, we thank God that we can learn about courage.
那在这使徒保罗生平当中的这一幕我们感谢神，让我们能够来学习就是有胆量的来传讲。
As you recall, this was not a good time for them to sail in the Mediterranean Sea.
你可能还记得这段时间其实是他在地中海要航行是不良于航海的。
There was a storm that struck the ship that Paul was in.
当时候就是有这样的一个风浪来抓住保罗所乘的这条船。
They had been struggling to stay alive.
他们就在那里挣扎求生。
Paul already told them that you will survive.
保罗已经告诉他们说你们都会就是存留下来。
Because Paul was courageous enough to tell them.
因为保罗有这样的勇气来告诉他们。
Paul knew that he will be in Rome.
保罗知道说他最终要到罗马
Do you think a storm can stop God from bringing Paul to Rome?
你想风浪能够来拦阻、来阻挡神把保罗带到罗马去吗？
So the sailors have been struggling for 14 nights.
而因此这些水手他们已经在那里挣扎了14个夜晚。
They had not eaten during this time.
他们在这时候这没有吃喝。
That's why verse 33 says, they have not taken anything.
这是33节所说他们没有吃任何东西。
Because they needed to do whatever it takes to keep the ship from sinking.
因为他们需要尽一切的力量来保持让这条船不至于沉下。
They tried to overcome their fear by hard work.
他们试图要借着他们的努力来战胜心中的惧怕。
And so as the ship was being driven by the waves and the strong wind, verse 27 says, about midnight, the shipmen deemed that they were very near to some country.
那当这个就是风浪来到很紧接着，那27节就说他们已经靠近了某个地方。
And so to find out whether that was true, because it was very dark, they lower the measuring line.
那要来找出那真相，他们就是放下那就是那那探测的绳索。
They realized that it was 20 fathoms deep.
那他们发觉到说是有12丈的深。
That would be about 120 feet.
那大概就是120尺深。
After a short while, they measured it again, and it was now 15 fathoms. That's 80 feet.
那之后他们就是继续的来探测，那就发觉到说就是只有就是九丈深。
The ship was definitely getting closer and closer to some country.
那看来这船是越来越靠近某一些地方。
But they could not see.
啊，他们却看不见。
They saw the waves.
他们看到那风浪。
As they drew nearer and nearer, they do not know whether underneath the waves were there any rocks.
当他们越来越趋近的时候，他们也不知道在就是海床底下有没有任何的礁石。
If there were rocks, they would be in trouble.
若有礁石，他们就有麻烦了。
And so they do not want the ship to be closer to the country.
因此他们不愿意那条船太趋近就是那地方。
And so they lowered 4 anchors to stop the ship from moving.
因此他们就抛下了锚来就是使到船停止的航行。
You find that in verse 29, and now they waited for the sun to rise.
那我们就是在第29节看到这点，那之后他们就在等着天来盼望天亮。
Some of the sailors felt, since we are quite close to the country, maybe we can all get into the lifeboat and escape for our lives.
那当中有一些水手就在想我们既然是那样的接近海岸，那或许我们当中一些人能够来就是使用那救生船来逃命。
That's what they tried to do in verse 30.
那第30节，这正是他们所做的事。
After they cast anchored, it was still midnight, so they pretend to do some more work in the ship, but actually they are trying to escape through the lifeboats.
当他们抛下了锚之后，在晚上他们仍然在做一些事情，但他们是其实他们是在策划说要怎么样的借着那救生船那小船来逃命。
Paul saw what they were trying to do.
那保罗看见他们所做的事。
And Paul said to the centurion in verse 31, and to the soldiers, except these abide in the ship, ye cannot be saved.
因此保罗就告诉那百夫长还有那些兵丁说，那这些人就在31节，这些人若不等在船上，他们必不能得救。
Is it 他们 or all of you 你们？
你们就不能得救
啊、？Not 他们 ，right? Because the soldiers are also included, not just the sailors.
Yeah, 是你们啊，就是包括水手跟士兵们。
But Paul did not say 我们 ，he didn't say myself. He said only all of you.
那保罗没有说我们，他没有包括，没有说他自己，他是说你们，所有你们所有的人。
This is important because if they got into the ship, all of you will die. I will still be alive because God said I will be in Rome.
这是重要的啊！如果啊，他们进入那小船，那么我仍然留在船上。那唯有我就是能够存留，因为神说我必定会去到罗马。
But if all of you stay, all of you will be alive.
那如果你们所有的人都留在船的船上，那所有的人都性命都能够保留。
Then the soldiers cut off the ropes of the boats and let her fall off.
那之后，那兵丁就砍断那小船的绳子，让飘去。
Do you know that it requires courage for the Apostle Paul to speak up?
你知道吗？要保罗就要来把话说出来，那他需要有勇气。
Will they believe him?
他们会相信他吗？
Thank God he spoke up the first time. Remember when they were in Fair Havens, he said to the centurion, don't travel. You travel, the ship will lose all its goods. And our lives will be in danger.
感谢神，他先前已经把话说出来了，还记得吗？他在加奥他就告诉他们说不要航行，那航行的话这船会遇难你会失去船上的这些所有的。
But now they are in danger and they have, excuse me, they have already lost most of their goods.
这时候他们就在患难中他们已经失去他们大部分的货物。
Thank God the centurion believed.
感谢神，那百夫长他相信。
You see the importance of speaking up?
你看到就是把话说出来的重要性吗？
And don't forget, Paul was only a prisoner.
不要忘记保罗他不过是个囚犯。
And the sailors might be angry with him because he sabotaged their plan to escape.
水手极可能是会就是生他的气，因为他就是毁坏了他们的这个计谋。
We need courage to testify for Jesus because we need courage to save others.
我们需要有勇气来为基督来做见证，因为我们需要有勇气来救他人。
If Paul had kept quiet, his life was not in danger, but the lives of the others in the ship were in danger.
如果保罗保持沉默，那他的生命是没有不会受到危害，因为他仍然在船上。那但是其他人的生命就会受到伤害。
Whether the sailors, if they were to escape in the boat, would survive, that's also another question, isn't it?
到底那些水手借着那小船是否能够逃得过能够存留，仍然是就是一个未知数。
We are surrounded by a lot of our friends and family members and loved ones who are like the sailors who are trying to do their best to keep themselves alive, isn't it?
我们周遭，我们的周围都有，像这些水手一样，我们的亲人，我们认识的人有很多像他们一样，就是试图用自己的方法来，就是让自己来得救。
They work very hard. They try to exercise to keep healthy. They take vitamins and they are careful with their diet so that they can stay alive.
他们都是很努力的，吃的好，吃各样的维生素，他们尽所能的来做一些的运动，来保持健康，要继续的来，使到自己的生命能够存留下来。
But we know that if they do not faithfully, truly believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, no matter how man may try, they will still die.
我们却知道说，除非他们真诚的来接受耶稣基督，要不然无论他们怎么样的努力，然后我们知道说，人总会有一天要死亡。
That's why you and I must have the courage to speak up to save others.
因此，你我都必须有这样的一个勇气，要来把话说出来，来救其他的人。
Do you dare to speak up, even if you put yourself in harm's way?
那你是否敢于来说话，把话说出来，即使是说了，使到自己被陷在一些的困难、一些的危险中？
You know you are going to heaven.
你知道你自己将到天堂去。
The people around you do not know that they are going to hell.
那你周围的人不知道说他们将到地狱去。
You know that if you were to speak up, they could believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and do not need to end up in hell.
那你知道吗？ 如果你愿意把话说出来，让他们 能够有机会来接受耶稣基督，那他们就不需要下地狱了。
Are you very afraid of people?
你是不是很害怕人呢？
People can cause you to lose your job, you might think.
你可能会这么想说，人会使到你失去你的工作。
People can abuse us and hurt us with their words.
人可能用他的言语来羞辱我们，来伤害我们。
These are some of the experiences that may cause us to be afraid.
那这一些可能是我们会感到，这些的经历就是可能使到我们会感到害怕的。
But you must have courage in order to save the friends, the family members that God has brought into your life.
因此你必须是有这样的一个勇气，来说话，以至于能够来把你的家人、亲友让他们来得救。Jesus
says, "Do not fear him that has power only your body, but fear him who has power over your body and your soul."
耶稣说，让我们不要惧怕那些只能够来，就是伤害我们身体的，而是让我们都来惧怕那能够毁坏我们身体和灵魂的。Who
are the ones who has power over our bodies only?
有谁是那只有权能来掌控我们身体的人？
Is it not people?
那岂不是人吗？
Is it not all the things on this earth only?
岂不是在这地面上各样的事物，他们只能做这事吗？
The only one who has power over our body and soul is God.
那唯一的对我们的身体灵魂有这样的一个全能的是神本身。
When we fear man, we fall into sin. We dare not obey God.
当我们惧怕人的时候，我们就落入罪中，因为我们不敢遵行神的吩咐。
When we fear God, we do not fall into sin. We obey God.
当我们 惧怕神，那我们就不会落入最终我们就会遵行神的话。
That's why the Lord says the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom.
那因此圣经说就是敬畏神是智慧知识的开端。
What's the worst that man can do to you?
那人能够对你怎么样呢？
Can they take away your salvation that is secured in Christ in heaven? No.
他能够把你在基督里所得的这个稳固的救恩挪去吗？不可能。
Absent from the body, present with the Lord.
当我们离开身体，我们就与主同在。
That's why be courageous to save others.
因此我们必须有勇气来就是拯救他人。
That's what it means to be courageous to testify for God.
那也就是说我们必须有勇气来为主来见证。
Verse 33 to verse 38 teaches us the courage to honor Christ.
那第33到38节就教导我们就是要来尊荣神的尊荣基督的勇气。
Verse 33, when the sun was about to rise, Paul besought them all to take meat to eat, saying, This day is the 14th day that ye have tarried and continue fasting, having taken nothing. Wherefore I pray you to take some meat, for this is for your health. For there shall not an hair fall from the head of any of you.
33节就这么说，天渐亮的时候，保罗就劝人都吃饭，说你们悬望忍饿不吃什么，已经14天了，所以我劝你们吃饭，这是关乎你们救命的事，因为你们个人连一根头发也不至于损坏。
Paul needed faith to say those words.
保罗要说这些话必须要有信心。
He believed in God.
他相信神。
You and I know that without faith everything we do is sin.
因为我都知道我们若是没有信心，那我们所做的一切都是有罪的。
And when Paul had finished speaking, he took bread, he gave thanks to God in the presence of them all, and when he had broken it, he began to eat. Then were they all of good cheer, and they also took some meat.
那当保罗说了这话，他就拿起饼，拿着饼，他就在众人面前祝谢，了神，就掰开吃，那于是他们都放下心，也就吃了。
Paul was not ashamed to honor Christ in his public thanksgiving to the Lord for the food and also for saving their lives.
那保罗就是不惧怕的在众人面前来尊荣神，他就是在那里来不但是为着这些饮食来谢恩，他也为着神存留他们的生命来向神来感恩。
I'm sure you know that after salvation, we all can go home to be with the Lord in heaven.
我相信你们都知道，我们得救以后我们都能够就是回到天家与天父同在。
Would you still want to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and as Savior if the moment you truly accept Christ as Lord and as Savior, you go home, go to heaven straight away?
那如果你就是在得就是得听得救的那一刻就马上到回到天堂去，那你会不会还愿意来信靠耶稣基督呢？
Imagine the moment you say Amen, boom, you're in heaven.
你假设你可以这样的想象说，如果你说好，愿意接受耶稣基督，你说 Amen, 那你就马上消失，就到了天堂。
Now we know that that's what we want very very much for many of our loved ones who are in hospital, who are very seriously ill and who are about to die.
然后我们许多人都是这样的渴望这样的事情来发生在 我们那些就是病危躺在病床上的家人能够这样。
Do you want that for yourself? If you are very healthy and strong.
那如果你是还很健康健壮的话，你希望这样的事情发生吗？
Or you think that living here on earth is better than going to heaven?
还是你认为说住在这地面上会比到天堂去来得好？
The Apostle Paul says that's not the case.
那使徒保罗说事情却不是那样的。
It is far better to be in heaven, he says.
他说能够到天堂去是就是远比这一些好。
But because of the church situation, he said it is more needful for me to remain because there were many, many things to do for the Lord.
然而因着教会的状况，他说是有这个必要我继续的留下来，因为有许许多多的事情要办，为着主来做这些事。
And so you say to the Lord, Lord, I want to accept Christ as Lord and as Savior, but let me remain here on earth. But the question is, to do what?
那你告诉主说，主啊，我愿意接受耶稣基督为救主，不过让我继续留在这地面上。那问题是留在地面上做什么呢？
Is it not to honor Christ?
不是要来尊荣神吗？
If we are going to dishonor Christ and just simply call ourselves Christians and do not live like a Christian, then what is the point? We might as well go home, isn't it?
是要来尊荣基督吗？如果你不是要尊荣基督，那你继续存留下来，你自称是基督徒却不活像基督徒，那你岂不是马上回天家会更好吗？
We need courage to speak up for Christ, to honor him.
我们要来尊荣基督，我们必须有勇气来把就是与人来分享基督。
That's what Paul did.
这也是保罗所做的。
Did the Lord Jesus Christ not tell us to die to self before we can follow him?
主耶稣基督岂不是告诉我们说，我们必须是就是必须舍命才能够来跟随他吗？
Deny yourself, take up the cross, then follow him, Jesus says.
主耶稣基督说，你当舍己，那背起自己的十字架才来跟从他。
People who deny themselves, they will have courage to speak up and honor Christ.
那些舍己的，他们就会有这样的勇气来为就是来把话说出来，来尊荣基督。
Because they're prepared to do anything to promote Christ in their lives.
因为他们会愿意行任何的事情来高举基督。
Because they know that they are the mouth of the Lord Jesus Christ on earth.
因为他们知道说他们是在地面上他们是基督的口。
And so they study the word of God very diligently so that what they say would be what Jesus would have said.
因此他们就很殷勤的来研读神的话语，那好叫他们口里所出的话语正像就是基督所说的。
And they will do what Jesus would have done because they know that they are the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ.
而他们也会行那些事情，他们知道说耶稣基督也会行的，因为他们是在基督在地面上的手。
And so they serve the Lord faithfully.
那因此他们就忠心的来服侍神。
And they will go where Jesus would have gone because their feet are the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ.
而他们会去到那些耶稣基督会去的地方，因为他们的脚正是耶稣基督的脚。
This must be our lives as Christians.
那我们身为基督徒，这应当是我们的生命。
Go where Jesus wants you to go, do what Jesus wants you to do, and speak what Jesus wants you to say.
那去耶稣基督会愿意你去的地方，就是做耶稣基督愿意你做的事情，说耶稣基督愿意你说的话。
And that requires courage.
那这一些都需要有勇气。
May all of us have a very courageous week until we meet again every Lord's Day.
愿我们每一个人都有这样的一个充满勇气的一周，那直到我们下一个主日再见面的时候。
Wherever we go, may we live in holiness and be courageous to honor Christ always.
无论我们去到哪里，让我们都真的是充满着勇气，来尊荣，时刻的都来尊荣基督。
Do you do that?
你愿意这么做吗？
Those who go to school, pray that during this week, you will have the courage to share the gospel with at least one of your classmates.
那些在学校当中的你应当祷告让自己有这样的一个勇气，至少向一位同学来有勇气的来向一位同学来分享耶稣基督。
You have unsaved loved ones?
你有家人还没有信主吗？
Grandchildren, children, parents, grandparents who are not born again yet?
孙子孩子还有父母祖父祖母他们都还没有重生得救的。
Will you pray and ask God to give you an opportunity during this week?To share the gospel with them at least once during this week?
那你会不会愿意来祷告求神给你有勇气来向他们至少一次的来向他们来分享福音呢？
The reason is you want to honor the Lord Jesus Christ.
原因是你要来尊荣主耶稣基督。
Would you do that for Jesus' sake?
你会不会为这耶稣来做这事情呢？
Speak up for the Lord because we also need courage to trust in the Lord. That's what we see from verse 39 to 44.
那为主来说把话说出来，那因为我们需要有勇气来见证耶稣基督，那这也就是第33、34节让我们看到。
There were 276 souls in the ship, verse 37 says.
第37节就说总共有276人在那船上。
And after they had eaten, they threw away all the goods inside the ship, like the wheat, in order to lighten it.
在他们吃饱之后就把船上的麦子抛在海里，那我要叫船轻一点。
So that the ship will float higher up and hopefully will not hit the rocks if there were rocks below.
好叫船能够浮得高一点，那以至于若海床当中有礁石，那它就不会触礁。
Verse 39, when it was daytime or the sun had arisen, they saw the land.And they saw a path toward the land.
在第39节就是到了早晨，这里说到了天亮，那他们就看到那地方，那是一个海湾。
And so they were trying to manipulate the ship toward the land.
那因此他们试图的来就是掌控那船来朝向那海岸。
And so they took up the anchors, they loosened the rudder so that they can now control the ship, and then they hoist up the sails in order to catch the wind, in order to control the ship and sail toward land.
那他们就是丢弃那锚，那么他们也松开那舵绳，好叫他们能够来掌控那船，那拉着头缝，那顺着风向岸行去。
As they were trying to do that, verse 41 says, the ship ran aground, and it got stuck, and it could not move forward.
那当他们这样的前行的时候，第41节就说，但是那船就搁了浅，那船头胶住不能动了。
And the waves keep on pushing the ship from the rear, the back part of the ship.
而那风浪是在那里猛烈的这撞着那船的尾部。
But the ship was stuck, and so the strong waves keep on buffeting, hitting the ship, and the ship begins to break apart.
那因为船被浇住了，那风浪一直的打击着船尾，那以至于这船开始要裂开了。
And then the soldiers in verse 42 said to the centurion, let us now kill the prisoners, just in case if any of them were to swim away and escape.
那这接下来就是那些兵丁他们就这么说，就在第42节他们说，我们要把这些囚犯给杀了，那恐怕他们有一些人求水逃生。
The sailors were trying to save themselves earlier,Now the soldiers were also trying to save themselves now.
那之前那些水手要想方设法来救自己，那现在是这些兵丁要来用自己的方法来救自己。
The punishment on any soldier if any prisoner escaped was their own death.
当时候若有任何囚犯逃跑，那这些兵丁将受到的刑罚就是自己要偿命。
And so to save their own lives, they said to the centurion, the captain, let us now kill the prisoner so that we don't have to die.
为了救自己的生命，他们就告诉百夫长说，让我们把这些囚犯给杀了，好叫我们能够存留自己的生命。
But the centurion, willing to save Paul, kept them from their purpose and commanded that they which could swim,should cast themselves first into the sea and get to land.
但是百夫长要救保罗，那就不准他们任意而行，那就吩咐那些能够游泳的，那些能够求水的，先跳下水去上到岸去。
And so everybody jumped overboard into the sea, and the Bible says in verse 44 that they escaped all safe to land.
那因此他们就跳出船，那么在就是上到岸去，那在这里第44节说，其余的人就可以接着板，那船他们就这样的众人就这样的能够得救了。
It was public knowledge that people knew that soldiers would kill prisoners.If the ship was about to sink, because they all wanted to save their lives.
众人都知道的，如果是船将沉没的时候，那兵丁会要来把所有的囚犯给杀了，因为他们要保住自己的性命。
But God controlled the heart and the mind of the centurion.
神却掌管这百夫长他的心思。
The Bible said he just willing to save Paul. Why?
圣经就单单说他愿意来救保罗，那为什么呢？
Paul did not pay him any money.
保罗没有给他任何钱财。
He just said, no, let all of them live because he wanted to save Paul. So all the other prisoners were saved because of Paul.
他却是单单说不那因为他愿意要来拯救保罗，那因着这样，那其实全船的这些囚犯都是因着保罗而得救。
We need courage to save others, to testify for Christ.
我们需要有勇气来拯救他人，我们需要来为基督来做见证。
We need courage to honor Christ.
我们需要有勇气来尊荣基督。
And we need courage to trust in Christ.
我们也需要有勇气来信靠基督。
Then only can we have courage to testify for God.
那唯有这样，我们才有勇气来见证基督。
The waves could not kill the Apostle Paul.
那风浪不能够来杀害使徒保罗。
The soldiers could not kill the Apostle Paul.
那兵丁不能够杀害使徒保罗。
God controlled the waves, God controlled every person if he determines that his servant continue to serve on this earth.
神掌控那风浪，神掌控每一个人。如果神定义要他的仆人，继续存留下来，来服侍他，神必定让这事成就。
No matter how difficult the circumstance, no matter how powerful people are, don't be afraid. Continue to speak up and be courageous to testify for God.
那无论是情况有多危急，无论是人是怎么样，然后我们都继续的，就是来把话说出来，来继续的来为主来做见证。
The Lord knows we are a fearful people.
主知道我们是胆小惧怕的人。
We are all like Joshua.
我们都像约书亚一样。
That's why the Lord said to Joshua three times in Joshua chapter 1. Be strong and of a good courage.
那因此主神在就是约书亚记第一章三次的告诉约书亚说要刚强壮胆。
We need courage and strength to obey God's word.
我们需要有勇气，我们需要有力量来遵行神的话语。
That's the only way to testify for God in holiness.
那唯有这是唯一能够来在圣洁当中来为基督来做见证。
We have to contend against the charismatics, the Roman Catholics, and the new evangelicals.
我们需要来对抗那灵恩派的人，对抗罗马天主教，对抗那新福音派的。
They will do whatever it takes to hurt you and to destroy your witness.
他们会尽所能的想方设法来伤害你，来破坏你的见证。
Pray for God's courage, for there are many out there who need your courage.
要当来向神来求勇气，那因为在外头有许多的人正需要就是你的勇气。
If Paul were to keep quiet, he himself would arrive in Rome. But what about the rest?
如果保罗保持沉默，那他自己就肯定是会去到罗马。那不过问题是，其他的人又如何呢？
Luke, as well as Aristarchus, were with Paul in the ship.
那路加还有另外一位门徒，他们也都在这条船上。
Would they be kept safe as well? We are not told.
那他们是否也会因此保住生命我们都不知道。
God only said that Paul would arrive in Rome.
因为神只单单说保罗会去到罗马。
Would Luke and Aristarchus' ministry would have ended if Paul were to keep quiet? We do not know.
那会不会是路加还有亚里斯达多他的这个服事就这样的就是这样的停顿了呢？
But thank God Paul spoke up and their lives were also spared.
那我们感谢神，那保罗他把话说出来，那他们的生命也都存留了。
Sinners need us to speak up to be saved. Brothers and sisters need us to speak up for the strengthening of their faith.
那罪人需要我们把话说出来来蒙拯救。那主内的弟兄姐妹需要我们把话说出来来就是来将来使到他们的信心坚固。
May God help us and give us the courage to speak up for Jesus, because many depend on our courage.
愿神就是赐给我们这样的一个勇气来为耶稣基督来把话说出来，因为许多人都靠赖你这样的一个勇气。
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Our gracious, loving Heavenly Father,
我们蛮有恩典，蛮有慈爱的圣天父,
grant us the courage, O Lord, in these last days to testify for the Lord Jesus Christ.
求主赐给我们有这样的一个勇气，在这末日当中来为耶稣基督来做见证。
We know that the Lord is returning soon.
我们知道主将很快的再来。
We do not have many more days to serve Him.
我们并没有很多的时间来服侍你。
Help us to number our days and apply our hearts unto wisdom.
求主帮助我们，让我们实算自己的日子，好叫我们能够得着智慧的心。
Give us the courage to speak for Christ day after day, especially during this coming week and the week after that.
主赐给我们有这样的勇气来为基督来把话说出来，那好叫我们在接下来的，好叫我们每一天都能够这样的来为主来作证，好叫我们在来临的日子里都时刻这么样的做。
Forgive us, O Lord, for our sins, because we have been very frightened in the past.
求主饶恕我们这样的一个罪，因为我们过去都非常的惧怕。
And we have wasted many opportunities.
而我们也断送了许多宝贵的机会。
May we not waste any more opportunities, but to speak up courageously for Jesus before His soon return.
愿我们都就是不再惧怕，有这样的一个勇气来为耶稣基督来说话。那好像我们这是能够继续的来见证耶稣基督，直到他再来。
In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we give thanks and pray.
奉靠耶稣基督最宝贵神圣的圣名，我们感恩祷告。
Amen.
Amen.